St. Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. Tell ye the daughter of Sion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. Dear friends in Christ, certainly we've probably noticed that our culture, our society, starts celebrating Christmas long before it gets here. The shopping season, the Christmas shopping season, gets pushed back farther and farther so that even on Thanksgiving Day, it's about getting stuff for Christmas. There are parties and celebrations weeks in advance, and of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but when the actual day arrives, by Christmas morning, many are simply tired of it all. Tired of celebrating. But Jesus Christ invites us to take a break from all these worldly activities to find rest and peace for our eternal soul in the real reason for the season. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek. The world celebrates Christmas so altogether different than the church. In fact, many people probably think we're strange. It's strange what we do. That we begin Advent, the pre-Christmas season, by celebrating Christ's entry into Jerusalem. What does that have to do with Christmas? What does that have to do with the baby Jesus when Jesus is 33 years old by this time? In fact, he was at the very end of his life by this time, only days from the crucifixion. What does that have to do with Christmas? Let's forget about this cross stuff. It's Christmas time. It's time to live it up and dream about our Christmas presents. But behold, thy king cometh unto thee meek and lowly. He comes bringing salvation. He comes bringing forgiveness for our every last sin. He comes to make all things right between us and God, and promise that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. No condemnation. How can that be? Only because the baby that was born for us came into this world to take that condemnation upon himself. It's not just about a cute little baby. It's about this baby who is born to give his life, to accomplish everything needful for us to be saved on the cross. Thy king comes unto thee meek. And so isn't it fitting that our hearts be humble? Humble. Ready to receive our humble King in repentance and true faith. Are we ready for this type of King? He comes in a way so altogether different than what the world would want and expect of him, because he's supposed to be the most powerful being of all. Scripture says, without him nothing was made. Everything was made with him being a part in that creation. So he is the most powerful being of all. And he comes riding on a donkey. Before that, born of a lowly virgin in a lowly town in a lowly manger, no one hardly even noticed he came. Those who did saw him as either a threat or a nuisance, and they wanted him gone. And today, too, Why doesn't he just come with all his power? Why doesn't he come out of the clouds, perform great miracles to make people believe and bow to him? Because Christ himself says, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, his word, even a great miracle will not persuade anyone. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Christ came. Christ was born. Christ rode into Jerusalem in order to give us his life. He was born so that he could lay it down and then rise and promise that just as surely as he lives, we will live. He came. He was born to give us that comfort. Not in some performance, but in the forgiveness of our sins. That precious hope in the resurrection. His greatest desire today is what? His greatest desire for us is to come into our heart. Behold, thy king comes unto thee meek. Does he then come through us through shopping, through as many Christmas presents as possible, through the getting of every earthly thing we could possibly desire, through a great miracle so that we can have proof that he is God? No. He comes meek and lowly through the humble means of God's word. Through the humble means of the water of baptism, which is connected with his promise. The lowly bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, which by his word contains the true body and blood of our Savior, given and shed for the remission of all our sins. Is that the kind of king that we want? He says, blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Are we ready to receive him in our heart through repentance, through humbleness and faith? Our hearts must be humble, ready to receive this humble king. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The good news is that Christ came not to exact vengeance on us for our lack of humbleness. He came on a donkey, showing that he comes in peace with forgiveness, to help us by his Spirit to repent, to believe, and be saved. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. And so Christ came. He still comes today, meek. So that there is hope even for the greatest of sinners, even for those who possibly lost all hope, no matter how great our sins have been. Christ came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And we confess with Paul, I am the chief of sinners. He came to free us from the power of sin by giving his life, by rising again. He raises us to new life right here, right now, by the power of his word, by the sacraments. He gives us new hope, new strength, new life in the forgiveness of our sins. Today he comes in meekness. On the last day, there will be no more meekness in his coming. He will come in all his power and glory to judge the living and the dead. So that is why today is the day for our hearts to be ready in humbleness and repentance and faith. He says, come to me, believe in me, and you will find rest unto your soul. The world definitely doesn't want to hear about this Jesus who was born to suffer for our sins. The Jesus who calls on us to be lowly and humble and repentant. Let's just stick with that cute nativity scene. That cute little baby with the cute little sheep. Let's stick with the shopping and the eggnog and whatever. But what about the salvation of our soul? Thankfully, Christ keeps knocking on the door of our heart. He keeps calling us by that humble, lowly gospel. He keeps coming to us, freely offering complete freedom from the power of sin. If the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. Behold, thy King comes unto thee meek. He brings everything we need to be saved, laying down his life, taking it up again, promising that we will live too. May his Spirit then continue to keep us in that humbleness, that repentance, that true saving faith, as he enables us by his Spirit to repent and to believe and receive our King who comes in meekness in his name. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.